Open our ears and loosen our tongues, the theme of this year's Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, going on in parishes across the globe this week. The dialogue among the many Christian churches has increased over the last century, but to what extent? The head of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Archbishop Brian Farrell, tells us about progress with the organization of Christian World Communions, which began informal talks with church officials 50 years ago.
Down the years, it has shown that it is a marvelous forum for an exchange of ideas and for helping one another to understand the various situations in the world where there are difficulties or where there are also possibilities for greater cooperation. So it has grown. It now brings together every year a representative of, I don't know, nearly 30 world communions, that is, churches and communities that are international in nature. And it goes all the way from those which are less structured, liturgically, doctrinally, such as the Quakers, the Salvation Army, all the way through evangelicals, Pentecostals, the mainline Protestant churches, to the more structured, such as Catholics and Orthodox. We get together without fanfare, without publicity, in order to be able to speak to each other in all frankness, in all trust, about our ecumenical work, about the difficulties that we encounter with one another, and about the areas in which we think we can do better to find an agreement and forms of collaboration. It has been very fruitful down the years. We are very happy that the group is every year more consistent and more conscious of its own capabilities. This year we had a meeting here in Rome precisely because many of the Secretary Generals wished to have an opportunity to meet the Holy Father, and he welcomed them and gave them a very interesting words on some of the fundamental difficulties of the ecumenical task. In particular, he spoke about the fact that we are all, as Christians, convinced that the world needs a new evangelization, but that we are weak in the face of this because we are divided, and that therefore we must continue to feel the responsibility of the ecumenical challenge. He went on to talk about the dialogues. Sometimes people become discouraged that the dialogues are slow. We find that it's not easy to solve historical questions and even the new questions that are coming up. And the Holy Father said, too much is at stake for us to go back. We must continue and we must do all we can to find a way forward. So everybody felt very encouraged, and I think that this has been a good year for this group, and that we will now continue to work together on very practical questions that we have in our common relationships.
The Pontifical Council's Monsignor John Radano is responsible for dialogue with the World Baptist Alliance, talks which began in 1984 and have just entered a second phase of international conversations.
The overall theme of this second phase of dialogue is the Word of God in the life of the Church, Scripture, Tradition, and Koinonia. And this dialogue will go on for 5 years. And the sub-theme of the first meeting last December was the authority of Christ in Scripture and Tradition. And papers were read on three sub-themes, the meaning of the Word of God, the relation of Scripture and Tradition, and the use of Scripture in the Church. And so we had presentations of both Baptist views and Catholic views on that subject.
Monsignor Rodano is also responsible for the dialogue with the World Alliance of Reformed Churches, which in January 2006, for the first time, sent an official delegation to Rome to visit the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and Pope Benedict XVI.
They had an audience with the Holy Father, and then they came to our Pontifical Council to have 3 or 4 hours of discussion on how we could go forward in our work together in the years ahead. They also visited the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, because in matters of justice, this is one of the priorities of the World Alliance of Reformed Churches. Secondly, we're just completing the third phase of international dialogue with the World Alliance, which began in 1998, and now preparing a report of this phase. The report is entitled "The Church as a Community of Common Witness to the Kingdom of God," and it deals with it explores the notion of the Kingdom of God in the Scripture, in patristic writings, in the history of the Church, to see if that exploring that notion together can help us to deal with some of the issues of ecclesiology about the church over which we differ, and to reinforce those areas where we are similar. And the previous round of dialogue, and then this one also, dealt with the question of the notion of the Reformed notion of the church as creatura verbi, creation of the Word, and the Catholic notion of the Church as a sacrament, sacrament of grace, sacramentum gratiae. And we have found convergence between those two views of the Church. We have different emphases, but we have found that those two views of the Church need each other. They're not only convergent, but they the whole picture of the Church as an instrument of the Kingdom of God needs both of those emphases, needs them together in order to give a more holistic picture of what the church is. There are other issues of the church of which we still need a great deal of discussion, such as questions of the ministry in the church. This is one of the issues that lies ahead of us. But this third phase of dialogue, we believe, has taken some steps forward in helping us towards developing common perspectives on the meaning of the church.
Monsignor John Rodano, responsible for dialogue with the World Baptist Alliance and Reformed Churches.